Well, good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Carscatton here, Christian Center, Shreveport, doing our daily podcast. So glad you're with us today. Spiritual activity is at an all-time high. I have a prophetic warning for all of us. It's about to get more difficult. So let's brace ourselves because God has a great plan in the midst of the chaos. All right, let's tune in.
Malchei Amlachim Akadosh Baruch Hu Boachem LaShalom Malchei HaShalom Malchei Elyon Mi Melech Malchei Amlachim
Welcome, everybody, again. So glad you joined us here. Tim Carscatton again, as I said, glad to be with you. I am coming to you from Washington, D.C., in our nation's capital. We're here lobbying our Congress and kind of getting a landscape for the midterms of our election that's coming this November. I apologize for the quality of the audio. I'm in a kind of a noisy area here, and don't have my microphone, so give me grace today, probably tomorrow too, as I record while I'm here before I head back home. It's a heightened time here, as it always is when I come to the nation's capital to pray, as well as to get equipped and to speak into our legislators and to pray for them, build them up as well. And it's a heightened time, and I want to just say I feel like I have some clarity for us and warnings for us as well. So we're glad you're with us. Well, it's 21st day of June. I'm sorry, June. September, 21st day of September 2022. Tomorrow I'm looking forward to 2222. I know that's an important day and number for all of us. The doors that God opens, no man can shut. I want to thank you for being on the wall, fighting the fight with us for the kingdom of God in the earth, especially right now here for America, as we are in the balance of going either way. I just feel like we're in the crux of it. I want to say this, that no matter what you're hearing out there, the foundation of America is still strong, and we're believing for that. Rick Joyner's been reporting a new study coming out by Barna, Mark Nuttall, a former Reagan cabinet member, Ronald Reagan cabinet member when he was president. And they did a survey of America to see where we were on the pendulum of either being liberal or conservative, or, you know, one way to the right or to the left. And one thing that Rick Joyner has been reporting on, it's fascinating, is that the study, they expected to show that we had gone far left just because of all the policies and all the things that are happening in our country, as well as when you look at it around the world, same thing. And he said historically that the American people have always been a centrist nation. If you want to put a scale, 10 being the most conservative, right wing, left, liberal being a 1, most liberal left winger. He said we've always been about a 6 as a nation, historically, always. And we don't really move off of that. But this study came out, to his surprise, and Barna, which is the greatest survey, I think, one of the most accurate surveys done in America, showed that the American people are turning hard right to the conservative point of view, and they're sick of this nonsense that's going on, all this craziness that the spirits and the demonic that are trying to bring in the world through this liberal Marxist agenda that's coming in through the media as well as our politicians. But that's not the sentiment of a nation. And I'm guarantee you, because I was just in Europe, I can guarantee you that the same issue or the same foundation that's going on there. It just so happens that the powers that be, that are in power right now, are controlling the narrative. But on a foundational level, that is not true of what is happening, which is encouraging. The negative part about the study was, I say negative, I understand why it was that way, that these people turning hard right do not feel like the Republican Party is the safe place to go. They're not putting their trust in them, and because they have so many issues of their own. They've capitulated on so many issues, and they're compassless is what I say. They don't have a compass. They don't know which direction to go. Anyway, so I want to say that on the forefront of what I'm about to say. This is a prophetic warning today. I gave a word back on August 31st. Don't forget it. I've tried to keep reiterating. Why are you just pushing your word, brother? No, I'm pushing the word of the Lord. It's not my word. The Lord told me He was about to move in the land, in the earth, and there would be a major shaking that would come in September. I think the queen dying was the big part of that. That's a whole spiritual dynamic. When a king or a monarchy person dies in the world, historically, it always moves stuff in the spirit. The word the Lord told me was it would astound the world as the foundations of the earth would actually move and shake. And I saw the earth shaking. And I posted yesterday on our pipeline page the earthquakes that are popping up everywhere, and massive ones. You had a 7.1 in Taiwan this week. Then you had another one yesterday in Mexico, 7.6. And I literally saw the earth shaking this month. So we're starting to see the physical manifestation of that word. But the Lord gave a warning in the midst of this. Fear not, my people, for what I'm doing is establishing a platform, a foundation for my justice to come. And he said, when it looks like injustice is prevailing, which it looks like, even in the shaking, the Lord says, know that my hand is at work from the throne. The Lord spoke to me this. I've really felt this. And I've released a word to give you a hope and a future. Don't be in despair, he said. He says, my hand is fully at work, and my justice will move throughout the land. And there will be many who think they can avoid and hide from the hand of justice. But the Lord said, I have marked them for my hand to move upon them. Some will break, but some will fall. I saw some of them dying, and I didn't know the queen was going to die. And I'm not here to say where she was on that spectrum. I'm just telling you, I saw people die. And some would break. Some are going to go, hey, I was wrong. I'm going to get it right. So the Lord said, don't be frightened at those who fall. For you thought, no, surely they would not fall. But the Lord said, my justice is being held up by some of these people, and they must fall in order that my justice will flow like a river. And then I saw it begin to move across the earth in the month of September. He said, September is a month for the next 2 months after. So what the Lord is doing, He's building something here this month to affect the next 2 months for sure. So it'll begin to build each and every day. So prepare your hearts, He said, my church, my children, my bride, be not afraid. Hide in the shadow of my wings, for there you'll find safety while you watch my hand move. You will see the salvation of the Lord. You will see my hand move with the mighty acts and mighty deeds, for I am looking for a people that I can pour through in them and out of them in this hour. Be those people, the Lord said. Be the ones who are open to receive this. Okay, that's the word He gave me. I believe it's coming to pass. Why do you need to be more specific, brother? Well, you know, I said what I saw. And sometimes you got to search out a matter. Sometimes I see very clearly as far as, day, you know, exactly what's going to happen. But sometimes it's this, you have to search it out as a matter. Chuck Pierce, he does that a lot too. I can remember him prophesying, you know, Katrina, but nobody knew it because the word was there. It said, the rains will come and this will happen. And, you know, we are all thinking revival's coming. And we didn't read it right. It was actually a hurricane that was going to come and destroy our state. You know, we have to search out this matter. Well, here's the warning. There is so much stuff. I heard this word or this phrase, the heavens are buzzing. And I really felt like that both the third heaven and the second heavens are in high movement. And there's a major conflict between the two realms. I believe God is trying to release third heaven revelation, but also second heaven revelation is being released at the same time. Then on top of that, you got to throw in well-meaning Christians who are prophesying from their soul, not from the heavens. In other words, they want to see certain things happen, and so they're prophesying that realm. And I want to say this right now. on the social media platforms. Be very careful right now. Vet your words. Don't get all excited because somebody's prophesying that your itching ears want to hear. Be very careful because there's so many prophecies. I'm being inundated of people sending me words right now, which I'm thankful. I need to hear. I want to know what the pulse is out there. And I'm watching these. I'm going, Lord, have mercy. I watched one the other day, which is very interesting. They are saying there's a group of people that are prophesying the 23rd, 24th, and 25th of September, a major catastrophe is coming in the earth. They think it may be a global reset, a financial collapse. But they weren't saying exactly what it was, but something catastrophic was coming this weekend. I said, okay, let me listen to this. It's very rare that the Lord gives dates because the reason is Satan can move dates. We see that in Daniel 7:25. Then we also see in Daniel 2 that God can move dates. So it's not wise to give dates, but they're giving them. Nonetheless, they're giving these dates. I heard the month of September. You know, I think that's a safer thing in the sense of it can happen any time in that time frame. But nonetheless, it's coming. And the warning here is you need to make sure you're hearing the voice of heaven. And as I was listening to this word, it was like a 30 or almost two hour long, the commentary on it. The word wasn't that long, but the commentary was. And they started quoting the confirming words. And this prophet said that. And this prophetic person said that. And they named them. And they started marking them. And when I started looking at all these people, it was a mixed bag. Some of them are very credible, and some of them are not credible. Some of them have missed the prophetic over and over and over again, especially in the last 2 months, and they're being considered confirming words. And that's disconcerting to me as somebody who has an apostolic heart to father and help nurture healthy prophetic into the world and into the earth. And so when I hear these things, it's quite alarming, because when you listen to it, it sowed fear into your heart. It sowed doubt into your heart. It made you want to go to the bank and take your money out. It made you want to store up food immediately. That's the kind of stuff it was releasing. So I want you to brace yourself. It's not going to get any better for the short period ahead. These words, these soulish words, as well as second heaven words, as well as third heaven words, are going to be flowing in a rapid fire mode right now. We need those third heaven words to get through. I remember years ago we were doing a conference and Bob Jones was one of the speakers, and we really need to hear the Lord. And he was supposed to be downstairs. He was at a hotel and speaking, and we got word that his intercessors, we had a bunch of intercessors praying with him, and that he was in major warfare and he needed us to intercede. So we prayed. He came down to the meeting. His hair was all different directions. He looked like he'd been in a cat fight. And, he said, man, I finally pushed through. He said, I had to get through the second heavens, and I popped my head through the third heaven to see what God was truly saying for us here today. And he gave us a powerful word from the Lord, but he had to war through the second heaven. And what we have a problem here is the second heavens are releasing sounds and vibrations and words that are not of the Lord. And then what happens if soulish prophets or prophetic people pick up on it, they'll prophesy them, they'll prophesy to the souls of men. And then on top of that, you have people soulishly prophesying from what they want to see happen. And they're well-meaning, sincere people. They're not evil, dark people. They're good, good people. But they just are prophesying from their soul. So there's a warning. Brace yourself. Rightly divide. Judge the words you're hearing. Don't listen to a word. Let me put that on the internet. Make sure you vet it. Pray. Seek God. Lord, get a confirmation in your spirit concerning what is being said, so that you're an asset rather than a hindrance to the body of Christ, spreading, in a sense, prophetic gossip, which is not the word of the Lord and what he's saying right now. We are in a shaking right now. This month is a shaking. I know that. And I know that it's a preparation. Just like I read that word a while ago, God has great things planned for us. And this shaking is necessary to see who is who in the zoo, as I say. Even the Queen's death is doing that. Who is who in the zoo? Lord, I pray right now for everybody listening to this podcast that they would know how to rightly discern the word of the Lord. I pray that, Father, any false prophetic, any soulish prophetic that has gotten into the souls of us, Father, be broken off, that our hearts be open to what you're saying in the third heavens. And Lord, we want to hear from heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I bring this warning to your people, and I pray, Lord, that they have the wisdom and the understanding on how to walk through this and be a light to a hurting world, to a dying world. In the name of Yeshua, we ask you to bless us today. Amen and amen. All right, love you guys. Come back tomorrow. Well, welcome again to our daily podcast. Thanks for listening each and every day right here, either if you're listening on Podbean or Apple or Spotify or whatever app you're on. We thank you for listening. If you're on your computer, please share. Click and like and share. That's very important for us. We're not trying to get a bunch of clicks and likes, but it helps. We want more people to hear the message of what God's saying prophetically in this hour, especially at this time as we come into the feast season. Watch our programs, watch our shows, watch our services, because we're going to be speaking the keys of this feast season as we go into the new year. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.